Hello, hello, beautiful souls. I just realized I haven't spoken here since April 10th. And because I am going through a lot of intense energies, emotions, and kind of like I'm in a hurricane of going back and forth because of the things that are happening. And I listen to the podcast that I created on April 10th, when we lost our important sentimental things. I actually lost the Oracle cards, Atlantis, Liquid Atlantis Oracle cards by Justin Moikia Sar, my favorite. I've had that since 2013. Yeah, and I used that particular cards with Theo, my son, before he passed away. I did an oracle reading with him. And those were kind of really connected to me and important. But c'est la vie. So Mercury is going direct tomorrow. And you will find you're coming back into your track. And so what I can say from this different eclipses that had been happening to us is really changing and cutting, you know, it's like you're caught off guard. You're caught off guard because you're so used to your mundane life, like small life or something, like contraction, right? Like if you're working as a nurse, as you know, 9 to 7 to 3 or 3 to 11, you're caught off guard because something is up in the air. You're becoming psychic, you're becoming like an angel messenger, an angel channel, you know. So these things are happening and you don't know what to do with them. Like I literally know someone from the nursing home, my friend Diana, and she doesn't know what to do with them. But, you know, I can only present things and, you know, offer my home for meditation. But people has to do their own work. And I can't really force anyone to fly with me, like, under my wings. So today, I was clearing my stuff because I am sending a box, you know, to the Philippines. And the creations that I have tuned into is a temple. And this temple is called the Golden Galactic Lemurian Temple. The Golden Galactic Lemurian Temple. It is inspired by the Masters of Flight that I have been channeling. So the Galactic Golden, actually, Galactic Golden Lemurian Temple, and it would be running on volunteers. So people will be volunteering to work in this temple. It's gonna be in Iloilo, Visaya. I haven't been there actually, but my spiritual daughter, Donna, is living there now, and I'm going to work with her in finding this temple. I'm announcing it today because I feel like this is the beautiful full moon energy in Scorpio. I am Scorpio. I have 4 or 5 planets in Scorpio, like my sun, my sun, moon, Mercury, Neptune, Mars, I believe. Because nobody can really tell my time, because nobody knows my time of birth. So that would be confusing for the astrologers. So in full moon in Scorpio, a lot of transformation, purification, detoxification, dying to old self, dying to old patterns, dying to your ego, your pride, your egoic mind control. And it's leading you to the best version of yourself. You cannot see the best version of yourself because you're going through so much darkness and crap, right? But hang on there, because if I could do it, you can do it, man. This is really the epitome of our shift. In this full moon, and we are now in Aries, but transitioning to Taurus, right? We're already touching Taurus, actually. We're in Taurus. Everything is happening at the same time. It's simultaneously. So what I'm co-creating, this temple in Iloilo, Galactic Golden Lemurian Temple, has already happened in my life in the Lemurian timelines. I saw this when I met Milan, my beloved. We are going through so much changes because we really need to purify our mind, our patterns, our relationship, in order for us to be the high priestess and high priest of this Galactic Golden Lemurian Temple. Now, as I co-create this, I'm also co-creating a lot of books that are happening. So today, the archangel that is guiding us is Archangel Shamael, which holds the soul star chakra. Every channel is a different archangel, like Diana Cooper and Stuart Pierce have different archangels that opens the chakra, because it depends on your lineage. It depends on where you've stayed a long time. For example, in Atlantis, this is called Atlantis Archangels Ascension Activations. If you've stayed in that timeline a long time with this community, the communal living of these masters of light, you would find that your channel is different, right? So I don't really have particular education, or I didn't really go to school with these masters like Diana Cooper. I just listened to her and buy her oracle cards and tune into these archangels, because I believe in the mastery of your soul is within you. So once I studied the Akashic Records on 2008, it's been like 16 years. Yeah. I stopped going to school. I just studied on my own and, you know, I get download from the Masters of Light. I woke up with the download today about the toxicity is inside of you, is within you. So when we look at toxicity, we can scan our mind, our thoughts. Are we thinking of negative things about others? Are we criticizing others? Just like I had a reunion with the nursing home, and literally the nurses are telling me kind of like, why am I fat? Or like, what did I do to eat so much? This is a Filipino culture, actually. I grew up with this, with my aunts, my mom, or anybody that sees you, if you gain weight, they will tell it to you in your face. Why are you so fat? Did you forget to control yourself? You ate too much. And I'm like listening to this and I'm like, whoa, this is like a freaking nightmare. Like, this is like a curse. It's a curse. They're cursing you. Like, who the heck told you that you have the right to discriminate my body? And it's not really your business, right? So that's so mundane, but it's so funny for me to see how. Okay, let me just close this window. It's cleaning the yard. Right, still. So mundane, but it's part of our consciousness, basically. So I'm just talking to you like, you know, what are the things that we need to clear? Our thoughts, our heart, you know, our heart is the magnifier.
This one is following me everywhere I go. It's making the noise. So I'm gonna close all the windows. Okay, let's see. Yeah, it's closed now. So it's being amplified. Everything that you're thinking or you're emoting, and you can't really hide from anyone because you know, we're all mystics, right? And if you don't acknowledge the stuff that other people are giving you, then it will always just come back, right? But for me, I'm just like a, you know, just choose your own battle, your own battle. So I'm clearing and decluttering and just really moving on, moving forward, grounding, helping myself to be in tune to the downloads and the programs that these masters are gifting me to create. And I feel a lot of people are going through some heavy times about their financial stability, you know, because in the community, in the spiritual community, I see that in crystal shop closing, or these healers are having a hard time promoting their retreats and products. So it really is it's like survival, right? People are surviving, and we're like all this, we're under the puppet, like we're like puppets. We're being controlled by, but so in being spiritual, we want to, be together, right? To fully connect and use our gifts. Like, to be together in a unified consciousness is the main goal to reach a new the golden timeline. So the golden era. When we talk about the golden era, these are remembering the times that you've spent in Lemuria, in Atlantis, is the ancient lands of Mu. This is when everything is prosperous and really feeling the abundance and wealth of the community. The lawnmower is really, really clearing the dirt there. It's like clearing our own consciousness. In order for us to have peace, we need a peaceful mind, a peaceful heart. Acceptance of who's the other person and what the other person has to offer. Right? Respecting other people's beliefs. Excuse me. And expressing your true authentic self. I'm trying to see if this noise is going to leave us so I could speak.
and it feels like it's gonna be here for a while. Okay, so detoxification, purification of your mind, your body. Okay, let's talk about body. Now I'm in detox, and you know, I've been emotionally eating and just really not connecting to my body, and it's kind of like my way of not being able to express what I truly want. So I ended up eating my words, my emotions. So it's not good for me or the other person, because we need to be able to express with compassion, honoring the other person and honoring yourself. So right now I'm actually holding Larimar, and I think this is like a aragonite. Oh, it's like a Caribbean calcite. To offer this angel that I am praying with, and with celestial amethyst, and offering this for peace within us and peace in the world. You know, with your prayers, the powerful prayers, you can shift the world around you, the world within you, and the world that we are in. So then we can co-create a powerful galactic activation of our consciousness. We are the master alchemists. We are the master healers. And the 12 weeks archangels that I'm teaching, I open my home, my simple abode, my apartment here, to those who live in Vancouver areas. So you can just drop in anytime. It's $33. And it's an international teaching. So the Filipinos are joining us. And some of you guys are doing it for 12 weeks, which is a certification course. And if you're only dropping in, it's not going to be certified. So I feel that's the gist. And Archangel Samuel is our divine guide. So he's guiding us into this confusing timeline that we are in. And next Friday, it would be Archangel Zadkiel, which is powerful archangel that works with Ascended Master Saint Germain. So, yeah, I feel like we're in this together. We're all in this together. And, you know, be mindful of what's going on, and don't take anything personal. I know it's really hard to say that, because if people are around you, especially your children, part of your DNA, know that they're going through their own transition, through their own journey. Just really keep grounding, keep focusing, journaling. That will help you. And yeah, so happy full moon in Scorpio. The beautiful portal of transformation and releasing of any karmic bondages, any patterns, unconscious negative beliefs, thoughts, and patterns. So we can pray. Masters of light, angels and archangels, benevolent galactic beings of light, our higher self, our body, Deva spirit, we ask Archangel Metatron to open the stellar gateway, the cosmic diamond portal in the celeste,
surrounded by the highest order of the angels, the seraphims, and the Elohims. The Elohims, the sevenfold flame. You can visualize the sevenfold flame in your crown chakra. And the sevenfold flame, the Elohim of Hercules, Elohim Hercules, Elohim of peace, Elohim of purity, Elohim Orion, Elohim Cyclopea, Cassiopeia, Elohim Arcturus. You can feel the activation of this sevenfold flame holding your pyramid. It's like a pyramidal force on top of your head. So your body is like the Merkaba, the divine vehicle of light, activation. Now you can visualize yourself inside the Merkaba. We ask Archangel Metatron for this protective field. Feeling strong, fully connected, integrated with your body, the spirit. Feel that from the root chakra, feel the energy of Mother Earth. And we ask Archangel Sandalphon to open the earth portal. The energies of Mother Earth from the roots is very strong, grounding us. Grounding us. And all the way up, going up from the roots, from your base, your perineum. Your organs, reproductive organs. And to your sacral chakra, the carnelian, the orange. With Archangel Zabkiel. All the way up to your navel chakra, solar plexus, the yellow ray of light with Archangel Jophiel. This yellow ray of light also connects us to Ascended Master Lanto, Lord Lanto. And going up to your heart chakra with the green ray of light with Archangel Raphael, the Holy Healer. Heals our wounds, the brokenness, any emotions that hurt you, any blockages, any walls around your heart, any bruises around your heart. Now pass Archangel Raphael to heal.
and we call up an Archangel Gabriel to our throat chakra, the blue ray of light. Divine Messenger, help us to be a messenger of God's love. With Archangel Raziel on the third eye, the indigo ray of light, the divine mysteries, asking for access to the keys and codes of the divine mysteries with Archangel Raziel. And in the crown chakra with Archangel Michael, the cosmic leader, the violet ray, the blue ray, with the healing energies of Lapis Lazuli. And Archangel Uriel, the silver universal. Eternal companion. Uriel is also gifting us with the sacred ancient knowledge and wisdom. And Zadkiel, the divine comforter. In the causal or cosmic portal, the color Larimar, and also the healing energies of the Amethyst with Ascended Master Saint Janine. And from the Soul Star, the Magenta Ray of Light with Archangel Shamayel, the Divine. And the Stellar Gateway with Archangel Metatron, Prophet Enoch, ascended into Archangel Metatron, the Divine Teacher. And see yourself in a full circle of golden light. It's like a cocoon of golden light with Christ itself. And we thank the angels and archangels for co-creating this portal of healing, transmissions, activations. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Angels, blessings. So, after these activations, you can journal and flow with your access to the records on what transpired in this activation. And remember to ground. Go to the ocean and spend some time in silence, okay, to purify your soul. Thank you so much and have a blessed day.